Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us today. As always, I have good things to talk about. I have some sad things to talk about, but more than anything, I want to talk to you about what happens when we get older and how do we take care of ourselves and mom and dad. And as always, I'm going to tell it from the standpoint of stories, actual stories, not make-believe stories, not made-up stories, not something somewhere. Going to talk about real issues related to frailty. And, I'll get to the other stuff in a minute. But I just had somebody call me this week, and their mom had been in a nursing home for 3.5 years, and I had helped get, I wish I could have him on the show. And his mom just died after 3.5 years in a nursing home. And he called me up and he said, wanted to let you know that mom died, but I also want you to know how much I appreciate you. And I said, thank you. That's always nice. I don't get that a lot. He said, we had my mom for an extra 3.5 years. And she was happy. She was in a nursing home. And I said, I wish more people could understand that nursing homes and things like that are not prisons. And he said, no, when we came to you the first time, when we put my mom into the nursing home, mom was really in bad shape. She was in and out of hospitals. She was non-communicative. She didn't talk much. We put her into a nursing home. And by the way, they put her at the best one in town. I'm not going to tell you which one right now. But it's the best one in town, by far. There's no close second. And she was there 3.5 years, and she participated in everything, and she went to all the bingo, and she had friends there, and she talked to people. I said, so what you're telling me is for 3.5 years, she was as independent as could be. And he said, that's exactly right. She was independent. Within those walls, she could go where she wanted, talk to whom she wanted. She had a life. She ate with people. She talked to them. It wasn't a prison. He said, we took her out for her birthday. I forget to what restaurant she liked. Oh, Brookfields. She liked to go to Brookfields. So we took her to Brookfields all the time. And we took, and he said, she had the best last 3.5 years that could have ever been possible. And he said, I just called to tell you thank you. And I said, I wish more people could understand that long-term care is not a death sentence. It's a sentence that gives people more independence than they're going to have sitting around at home dying. So I just wanted to tell you that little story from this week, and it's what this show has been about for 20 years and what I've been doing for 30 years, is getting people to understand that the appropriate level of care creates freedom, creates independence, creates new life, creates new opportunity. Dad sitting at home all day long in a barca lounger getting urinary tract infections and is not good. Welcome to the show. This is Bob Scrivano, your host here on Assets and Aging for 20 years. Talking about the truth, talking about the reality of getting older. Not what somebody thinks, not what some do-gooder thinks, not what somebody in a state office somewhere thinks, not what somewhere in a hospital discharge planner thinks or whoever it is. Talking about what really happens to real people when at the end of life they're faced with frailty. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. And boy, I don't want to get too close to the sun here, but boy, have I seen a lot of both. I wish I could tell you a story this week about somebody that went to see an attorney and what it cost their family and what the results were. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm a notary. I just renewed it, so I'm official again. And what else? Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. If you want legal advice, talk to somebody who thinks they know what they're doing. So that's story number one. Story number two is, by the way, I had a great little workshop yesterday. I have one coming up on the 23rd. Some of you are going to care about this, and if you want to get into my workshop on the 23rd, call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for my workshop on the 23rd. It's at 10:30. It's free. It's limited to 12 people. I just had one yesterday. Went well. We had a good time. We talked about some things that I'm not going to talk about here today because I talked about them at length last week. If you did not hear my show last week, you should go re-listen to it. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and listen to my show. So my next story is this. These are all true. These all happened this week. This is what every week is like. This is what life is like. Not you know, pie in the sky, not okie dokie artichokey, not, you know, rainbows and unicorns. This is what life is really like. And life is messy and life is icky. So I have a client whose wife went into a nursing home several years ago. I got her on Medi-Cal. Everything was fine. He decided to move her out of the nursing home against my advice because she wanted to go. And he felt guilty for putting her there. So I said, this is a bad mistake because there's a large age difference and the well spouse is a lot older than the ill spouse. And I said, this is a bad idea. And it puts you on the edge financially. And he said, I know, but I need to do this. And I said, okay, it's your choice. So he did. And so almost all of their income goes to taking care of her in a boarding care. Well, guess what happened? He's now going to probably go to a nursing home. And they're not going to allow him to keep all of the money that she needs because he makes money and the way share of cost works to pay for her assisted living. And they don't have a large amount of cash resources. And they don't have a house that they can really sell. So now what? You see, both of these stories are different. They all end in the same place. They end easily on the road to financial ruin. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's what happens. Because people don't believe that it's going to happen. You know, when I was growing up in Arizona, every year there was some idiot bitten by, usually more than one idiot, bitten by a rattlesnake. And here's what they would, somebody would go out in the desert or a rattlesnake would crawl into somebody's backyard and they'd chop the head off with a shovel or something. And then some idiot would go down and pick up the head and guess what the head would do? Bite them. And if they didn't die, their arm would swole up and it would necrosis would set in and they would lose part of it. And every year, every single year, we would read about that. Every single year, there'd be two or three people when I was growing up that got bit by rattlesnake heads. And you'd go, do they not pay attention? But no, it's because everybody thinks that they're the exception to the rule. That there's a rule, but they're not a part of the rule. So they're not going to get old. I'm never going into one of those places. It's not going to happen to my wife. I know somebody right now that has spent over $250,000 out of his own pocket paying for his parents who really belong in a nursing home, but the family guilt won't let them do it. And it was never supposed to happen anyhow, so okay. Nobody believes that the snake head, how can it bite you? It's been cut off. Well, it can. So this stuff is waiting out there to bite you. It's just a question of whether or not you really take it seriously, or you go, he's been talking about this for 20 years. This can't be true. It can't really be real. Yeah, it's real. And it's happening to people all the time. So let me tell you about another client, another story this week. spouse is on a ventilator, probably never coming home. You want to know what the bill is? You want to know what the bill is? And by the way, Medicare is about to is going to stop paying this bill here in the next few days. Guess what the bill is every month that this spouse is going to be facing within a few days? $45,000 a month. $45,000 a month. $45,000 a month. Do the math. You think I'm making it up? This isn't my first one. This is probably my 20th client on ventilators or trach tubes. Trach tubes are a little cheaper, maybe $25,000 a month. It's expensive, and they're talking about bringing the person home. And I said, do you have any idea what home? Well, yeah. They said we probably need two caregivers, 24 hours a day. I said, you're looking at $40,000 to $50,000 a month. And she said, I know, but I don't know what to do. So we're going to solve that problem. We're going to solve that problem together. There's a competent attorney involved who's going to do some stuff. I'm going to do some stuff, but we're going to take care of what needs to be taken care of so that this spouse doesn't lose a lifetime's work. You know, at $40,000 a month, folks, how long does it take before you've gone through all of your money? I don't know. You have to answer that question for yourself. I don't know. But if you like that not to happen, then it might be a good idea to come in and see me. Pardon me. Get to one of my workshops. My next one's on the 23rd of this month. Limited to 12 people. How do you make a reservation? Call me. 800-999-8007. How do you come in and see me? 800-999-8007. So that's three stories from this week. I'm going to tell you a fourth. This is the fourth story. And that's the person who came in and mom really needs some help. There is no dad. And mom really needs some help. And we went through the options. And they said, what do you think? What do you think they said? Come on. They're trying to take care of mom at home alone. Actually, the one spouse is trying to do that. So guess what the family said? Come on. Those of you that have been listening to me, what did they say? Let us think about that. We'll get back to you. And I said to them, what is it you think is going to get better? And by the way, you won't get back to me because nobody ever does. Because people don't like what I say. They'd rather hear somebody pat them on the head and go, oh, you know, it's all going to be okay. Don't worry, it's all going to be okay. Pretty soon the rainbows and unicorns are going to come out and it's all going to be okay. But it's not. It's not going to be okay. Life is really messy sometimes at the end. And I'm not just talking about physically, I'm talking about emotionally, financially. So at what point, after 20 years of listening to me, do you get off your butt and do you say, I got to do something about this? Because grandma's getting older, mom's getting older, and we're all pretending. This is, let's all play it pretend. Remember when you used to dress up and you'd play pretend and you'd pretend to be a cowboy or you'd pretend to be a prince or you'd pretend to be a knight or you'd pretend to be whatever. And you would pretend. And then you go home, you know, and you'd find out that you were really whatever you were. That's what most people prefer to do when it comes to this. Let's all just play pretend. Let's play pretend. Let's pretend that dementia doesn't exist. Let's pretend that dad doesn't really have dementia. Let's pretend that mom really is fine, even though she can't walk. Let's pretend that if we go to the hospital, it will all be covered, even though it probably won't be. Let's pretend that if we go to rehab from the hospital, it'll all be okay and Medicare will pay for 20 days when there's a good chance it won't. And the family's going to get a large bill. I've been talking about, and that's getting worse, by the way. This week, I have two rehab facilities trying to throw the parent or a spouse out of rehab because they're telling them their 20 days are up. And in both cases, neither person can walk, neither person can dress themselves, neither person can feed themselves, and yet the rehab facility is saying your 20 days are up. And I have an entire set of regulations that say you can't do that. And at my next workshop, in fact, in my workshop yesterday, I talked about them. At my next workshop, for those people that are interested enough to come, I'm not just going to give them out on the radio, because what happens is people will put them away and they'll never use them and they'll forget about them and they still won't be prepared. But I've kept both those people in rehab facilities because we were able to give them the federal and state regulations that don't allow them to be dumped. Rehab places and hospitals now, folks, are engaged in full-blown patient dumping. And you won't know how to protect yourself. And they'll tell you it doesn't happen, but I'm telling you it does. So it's a short show today. Because I just feel the need after this week. I'm recording this, you know, on Thursday. You're going to be listening to it on Sunday. This is only the fourth day of the week, and all of those things have happened already this week to people in my life and people that I deal with. And it's going to happen to you, and it's going to happen to your family, and to some of you it's happening right now. I just got a phone call from somebody that I dealt with 2-3 years ago, and I got a phone call from one of the children just before the show saying, we're going to have to put Dad in a place. What do we do? And the children wouldn't come in when we did what we did a couple years ago. You know, they just, you know, they were busy. There's 4 or 5 kids or something like that. And they were just too busy and they couldn't all come in. And so they weren't able to do it. And now it's, what do? Dad can't stay at home anymore. What do we do? What do you mean, what do we do? We should have been talking about this 5 years ago or 2 years ago. But everybody would rather play pretend and dress up. And everybody can be Prince Charming and everybody can be the princess, and we have a Sleeping Beauty. We can all play pretend. And playing pretend can be very costly in emotional energy, in sadness, in family fights. Oh my land, you should see the family fights that I see in the course of a year. You talk to any decent elder law attorney, and yet if you talk to families, they'll say, no, everything's okay. We all love each other. We all love each other. Love has nothing to do with it. You're going to be able to make decisions in a unified way when things get really icky, and here it comes. Here it comes. You ready? And when money gets involved, families come apart. Not all the time, but a lot of time. I have a good friend who's an elder law attorney, and his saying is, with every will, you get a family. And what's your family like? Have you been honest about what your family's like? Who's going to take care of mom and dad? Who's going to make the icky decisions? Oh, there'll be lots of people there for the money decisions. They'll all want to show up for that. But who's going to make the icky decisions taking care of mom and dad? If you're actually ready to do something, I'm here ready to help. 800-999-8007. You can come in and see me. We'll try to fix what's broken. We'll try to fix it and make it better so that when things get icky, everybody can deal with it. Or you can get to my workshop on the 23rd. That would be a good idea. 23rd, my office here in Sacramento. I'll send you a ticket. You have to call me, 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up there. Icky stuff. You know, every day I get stuff across my desk in the mail and stuff on long-term care and Medi-Cal, and there's 10,000 people doing it, and And half of them are shams, and the other half are incompetent. And then there's a little tiny, you know. And I read all this stuff, and I have I have Google Words set up for Medi-Cal, and I read all this stuff when stuff pops up, and I read some of this stuff, and it's just staggeringly ignorant. And it wouldn't bother me so much, except at the end of the day, it's frightening, because it damages people's lives and families' lives. You can make a difference in your family's life. You really can. You can make sure that you're prepared and that your children are prepared and your spouse is prepared to take care of what's going to come. Oh, I love my spouse. I would take care of my spouse. That's got nothing to do with it. Love has nothing to do with it. Reality has everything to do with it. Well, I would take care of him at home forever. Is that right? Your spouse weighs what, 250? And you're how old? Well, I'm 82. And how much do you weigh? Well, I weigh 110 pounds. That is if I put 10 pounds of coins in my pocket. And you're going to take care of your 200-pound husband exactly how? Well, I'm going to take care of my wife. She just has a little dementia. Great, she has dementia. What happens when she walks out the door and you can't find her? What happens when you still allow her to drive and she hits a bus full of attorney's children because she can't remember what a stop sign looks like? But you let her drive because you didn't want to. I love my wife, and I could never tell her not to drive. This has nothing to do with that. It has to do with making responsible, hard decisions. Notice I said responsible. Who's the responsible party in your family? Difficult, hard decisions. 800-999-8007. Get on my newsletter list. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. We're going to introduce a new website next week, by the way. It should be out by next week. It's going to be exciting. We got a bunch of new stuff coming, videos, 15 of them so far. So go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my 23rd workshop. You can sign up for an appointment or call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You know, everybody thinks they're going to die at home. The reality is more than half of all people die in a nursing home or a hospital. And most people who die in a nursing home didn't die immediately. They spent 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 years dying in a nursing home. What's your plan? That's reality. That's not rainbows and unicorns. Those are real numbers as a part of real life. So when this happens to you, are you going to be ready? Do you have a plan? Are you going to be prepared? Or are you just going to hope it doesn't happen? That's not a good choice, by the way. It always winds up in a disaster. I hope you heard the stories I told at the beginning of the hour. They're just a few of many that I see every week, every year, every month, and have for 30 years. Take advantage of me while I'm here. This is California's single best source for the issues and the solutions to the issues of aging. Take advantage of them. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Listen to my podcast every Wednesday at noon. Soon to be a blog. Soon to be videos. Soon to be a bunch of other stuff so you can be more informed and more ready when this happens in your family. Get to my workshop on the 23rd. Only 12 seats are available. Your choice. Your decision. Every day you will pick the wise path or the fairy tale path. And you will do that consciously. Make sure you're picking the wise path. You've thought it through. You know what your options are. You know what's coming. You're prepared as a family and as an individual for what's going to happen when all of us face the issues of aging and trying to navigate frailty. Those of you that come to my workshop, I'll have my book available. I'm so glad you've joined me. I hope you listen to this and take it seriously. I hope you choose to make a difference in your life and the life of your family. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you at a workshop or in my office for an appointment. And I look forward to talking to you next week right here on this show, California's single best source for the issues of aging. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week.